The Virgo New Moon, a sacred portal of discernment and initiation. We stand at a profound threshold. This Virgo New Moon at 0 degrees is not merely another lunar beginning. It's the opening movement of a cosmic symphony that will be a crescendo into a Virgo full moon eclipse in March of 2026. This lunation serves as both the completion of a universal nine, the great finishing, and a sacred preparation for universal year one, the new beginning. This is astrology initiation, where the planets become characters in a cosmic drama of growth, constraint, release, and transcendence. Now, the other day, I've been talking about the Saban symbols. The Saban symbol that's connected to this new moon. In a portrait, the significant features of a man's head are artistically emphasized. At 0 degrees Virgo, you have to look at the 1 degree Virgo Saban symbol. We're called to become the discerning artists of our own lives. This symbol doesn't speak to perfection, but to precision. The ability to see which features truly define the essence and which can be softened or released entirely. What we're witnessing is the sacred art of curation. Like a master portress who knows exactly which lines to emphasize and which to let fade into the background. We are being invited to consciously choose the significant features of our emerging self. This is Mercury's gift at its finest, the capacity for divine discrimination, the ability to extract the essence from complexity. The cosmic timing reveals extraordinary wisdom. Mercury currently sits at 13 degrees Leo, having just emerged from its retrograde shadow in the next 2 days after stationing at 15 degrees Leo. This places our mental ruler, because Mercury rules the mind, at a pivotal threshold, no longer retrograde, but still carrying the medicine of revision, still integrating lessons learned in the depths of reconsideration. This is the voice that hasn't been through the fire of review and is preparing to speak again with both humility and creative authority. The mind has been revisiting old stories of pride, visibility, and self-expression. Now, as the Virgo new moon plants seeds of discernment, Mercury begins to quicken, ready to apply the wisdom gained through its retrograde journey. This is Mercury with dramatic edge and hard-won wisdom, storytelling as sovereignty, but tempered by recent introspection. Now, we also have something else playing out in the background. We have Venus and Saturn kind of in an interaction. In a way, Venus is currently at 27 degrees Cancer and finds herself in the bounds of a retrograding Saturn, who's moving back toward Pisces. This creates an extraordinary karmic loop that spans this entire lunation cycle. This creates a symbolic mirroring between these two planets, in a way. Venus experiences Saturn's loving restrictions at the new moon, love with limits, beauty under review, intimacy requiring accountability. Ouch. By the full moon eclipse, she arrives at the very degree where Saturn completes his karmic teaching and moves forward again. What feels constraining now is actually preparing us for exaltation, because Venus is exalted in Pisces. The limitations we're experiencing under Saturn's watchful eye are not punishments, but initiations refining us for transcendence that awaits. The other day we were talking, and I said we do it in layers. I introduced the numbers to y'all. I said when using the saving symbols, you got to round up. So we use the 1, the 13, and the 4. All right? The seed, which is the 1, 1 points to new impulse, the spark of authentic beginning. This Virgo new moon at 0 degrees carries the pure energy of initiation focused through Mercury's discernment. Virgo is discernment. By the time we get to the full moon, which will be at 12 degrees, 13 degree saving, is the sacred test. By the way, that full moon will be eclipsed. Our clarity encounters the sacred disruption that tests its substance. Chaos as the testing ground for genuine mastery. 1 + 3 = 4. You break a double digit number down to a single. What emerges out of this energy is solid, enduring structure. The stable platform built from maintaining integrity under pressure. Pressure builds, creates diamonds. This isn't just personal development. It's the architecture of how mastery actually develops in real time. You got to do the work. Another layer. Universal year energy 9. In 2025, this new moon occurs in the final phase of a 9-year collective journey. It becomes a final purification, not just a beginning, but a conscious completion that creates space for what's ready to emerge. Question: what has run its course in your life and in our collective systems? Question: how do your personal refinements serve the larger healing? Question: what have you learned over the past 9 years that's ready to be distilled into essence? We're approaching a universal 1 year in 2026. By the time we get to this full moon eclipse, we enter the fresh beginning energy of a new 9-year cycle, making this new moon's discernment work the crucial foundation for leadership challenges ahead. The artist of life who sees clearly what must be emphasized and what can be released. Focused yearning, quiet determination, the gentle precision of one who has done their inner work. Question. This dude keep hitting us with questions. What truth is coming into focus as one cycle ends? What aspects of my life deserve artistic emphasis? What part of your life do you need to be more creative in? Which patterns, inherited assumptions, or habitual ways of being are ready to be softened or released entirely? Now we're going with another layer. Jupiter. The deepest layer reveals Jupiter's extraordinary influence throughout this entire cycle. Currently, Jupiter is exalted in Cancer at 16 degrees. Jupiter is the traditional ruler of Pisces, the sign that will host the finale of this full moon eclipse story. Jupiter's position creates a supportive foundation for the entire process of refinement and eventual surrender. As the great teacher in his exaltation, Jupiter offers wisdom, expansion of perspective, and the larger context that helps us understand why the constraints of Saturn and the precision of Mercury are actually serving our highest good. Reflection question: what energizes you and deserves more emphasis? What drains you and needs to be minimized? What am I neutral about but keeps taking up space? as this carries a universal nine energy, consciously release what you've completed learning from the past 9 years. Old beliefs, old relationships, or ways of being that no longer serve your emerging authenticity. Yesterday, I brought the tarot story in. I'm about to reintroduce it to you. What did I tell y'all yesterday in tarot language? We are in the hermit's garden. We begin in the quiet lantern lit of the hermit, where the nine of pentacles teaches patience, skill, and the discipline of tending our own garden. Here we stand alone yet abundant, cultivating independence, self-mastery, and inner refinement. The magician's recovery. Nearby awaits the magician, who has just come through a shadow trial. His wand is lowered, his tools slightly dulled, echoing the lessons of strength and the victory of the Six of Wands. He has triumphed, but the triumph was not easy. His magic is real, but still regathering its power. Mercury emerging from retrograde shadow. The Empress rests uneasy in the Four of Cups, staring at the Chariot's reins, but not yet moving forward. Her creativity feels stifled. Desire stirs, but fulfillment is delayed. The world reverse stands before her. Saturn's karmic wheel turned backward, calling her to return to unfinished lessons, to revisit what has not yet been fully integrated. The path shifts into the silver realm of the moon, where illusions blur and mysteries deepen. The High Priestess rises at the full moon eclipse, unveiling truths from the hidden side of the axis. She faces the sun at the Nine of Cups, a mirror of fulfillment that may be both real or illusionary. The eclipse becomes the meaning of the hermit's clarity with the moon's uncertainty, the servant of truth versus the guardian of mystery. In these waters, the Empress finally ascends toward her throne in the Ten of Cups. Her exaltation shining with love, creativity, and union. Yet her path is guarded by the Tower. For her exaltation requires the breaking of false structures. Joy and divine love are offered, but only after release, upheaval, and surrender. Overseeing the whole cycle is the Wheel of Fortune, turning backward through the Three and the Four of Cups. Destiny circles us back to where the Empress began at the new moon, in longing and dissatisfaction. But now the return carries meaning. What felt like delay becomes recognition of what the soul was truly seeking in the first place. At the climax, the Fool and the Hermit appear together, one as the liberator, the other as the teacher. This reminds us that true freedom and innovation can be born within tradition, reshaping old forms into vessels of new spirit. And finally, the sun radiates at the Nine of Cups, promising joy, creativity, and fulfillment, but also reminding us that wishes must be grounded in discernment, lest they turn to illusions. The Virgo new moon is ultimately an invitation to become the kind of person who can see clearly in confusion, refine with compassion rather than criticism, and build structures that honor both human complexity and our deepest aspirations. Whether you follow the planetary story or the tarot narrative, you are being asked to refine not just your external circumstances, but your capacity to discern what truly serves life and what merely serves habit, ego, or inherited patterns. True clarity isn't about perfection, it's about discernment. The new moon doesn't ask us to be flawless, but to see clearly what serves life and what doesn't. Real mastery emerges not from controlling every detail, but from knowing which details actually matter. As Henry Miller wrote, chaos is the story upon which reality is written. This Virgo new moon teaches us to write clearly, to choose our notes with precision, to emphasize what matters, and to trust that what we release creates space for something more beautiful to emerge. The Venus Saturn karmic echo promises that what feels restricted now is actually preparing us for exaltation. The journey from discernment to mastery is not a path to perfection. It's a path to wholeness. Now, let me run through why y'all really came here. Let's make this energy personal. Aries rising, work, health, routine, and service. The new moon in your sixth house, this lunation invites you to architect a new daily reality. It's not just about a new to-do list. It's about designing a routine that truly serves your well-being. Where can you apply discerning energy to eliminate what depletes you and incorporate what nourishes you? Think systems, habits, and acts of dedicated service. By the time you get to the full moon eclipse in your sixth house, brings a faded turning point in your work or health. A situation that requires meticulous control now demands surrender. You are releasing the need to perfect every detail, learning to trust the flow of your daily life. Where is your critical inner taskmaster blocking the grace of simply being? Reflection question. What one daily habit or work-related anxiety must I compassionately release to achieve a greater state of holistic health and peace? Taurus rising, creativity, romance, pleasure, children. This is a call to refine your creative voice and romantic expression. Precision here is an act of love. What creative project deserves your dedicated focus and skillful hand? How can you approach matters of the heart with both deep feeling and discerning boundaries? By the time we get to the full moon eclipse, a creative project or romantic chapter reaches full climax or release. This eclipse asks you to surrender the need to control how your creativity or love is being received. Let go of criticism or overanalysis. Allow joy and inspiration to flow through unconditionally. Reflection. How can I release perfectionism in my self-expression to experience a more joyful and spiritually connected creative flow? Gemini rising. Home, family, roots, and private life. The new moon in the fourth house is the seed planted in the realm of your private world and emotional foundation. This is about bringing order and healing to your home environment or family dynamics. What practical steps can you take to create a more nurturing and organized sanctuary? By the time we get to the full moon eclipse, a deeply personal cycle regarding home and family culminates. An old emotional pattern or story rooted in your past is ready to be released with compassion. You are learning to surrender the need to fix your family or your history. Finding peace through acceptance. Reflection. What ancestral or familiar pattern of criticism do I need to forgive and release to feel truly at peace within my own skin and my home? Cancer rising, communication, the mind, your siblings, and your local community. Your mindset is being fine-tuned. This is a powerful time to seed intentions about how you communicate, to become more clear, thoughtful, and discerning with your words. A new course of study or important conversation begins now. By the time we get to the full moon eclipse, a faded shift in your thinking or community connections occurs. You're releasing a mental loop of worry, negative self-talk, or critical analysis of your immediate environment. The eclipse asks you to trade anxiety for faith and intuition. What repetitive critical thought pattern can I surrender to access a more intuitive and compassionate state of mind? Leo rising, second house, value, income, resources, self-worth. This lunation is about defining your true value with precision. It's a time to get practical about your finances and resources, creating a budget or a plan that reflects your worth. What do you truly value? And how can you build a more solid foundation around it? By the time we get to the full moon eclipse in your second house, a culmination around your finances and self-worth arrives. You are releasing anxiety about scarcity or hypercritical attitude towards your own talents and resources. The lesson is to trust that you are spiritually provided for. Question: what belief about lack of worth or resources must I dissolve to allow abundance to flow in from unexpected sources? Virgo rising, first house, self-identity, body, and appearance. This is your personal new year. A powerful rebirth of your identity is on offer. Set intentions for the person you are becoming, how you want to show up in the world, how you care for your vessel, the energy you project. Discern who you are from who you're told to be. By the time we get to the full moon eclipse in your first house, a major chapter in your life story culminates. This is a profound release of your old critical self-image, the inner critic that holds you to impossible standards. You are surrendering to a more compassionate, soul-led identity. Reflection: what version of myself built on criticism and perfectionism must I lovingly release to step into my power as the whole worthy being? Libra rising, subconscious, endings, retreat, and spirituality. 12th house. Seeds are planted in the hidden realms of your spirit. This is a time for quiet reflection, releasing old psychic debris, and discerning which private matters no longer serve your intention. Set intentions around meditation, dream work, and compassionate release are potent. By the time we get to the full moon, a major subconscious pattern or karmic cycle reaches its final chapter. This is a deep, faded release of guilt, self-undoing, or a hidden wound. Surrender the need to analyze your pain. Allow it to be washed away by compassion. Reflection: what hidden guilt or past sorrow am I ready to finally forgive and release to the healing waters of time? Scorpio rising, friends, groups, dreams, and future. 11th house. Bring your discerning eye to your friendships, communities, and long-term goals. Which alliances truly support your growth? What practical steps can you take toward a heartfelt aspiration? Seed intentions for your role within the collective. By the time we get to the full moon eclipse in your 11th house, friendships or a group affiliation reaches a turning point. You may release a hypercritical attitude toward a friend or alliance, or a dream that needs to be refined. Surrender the need for your community to be perfect. Embrace humility. Reflection: what ideal or friendship have I outgrown that requires a compassionate release to make space for more soul-aligned connections? Sagittarius rising, career, public image, legacy, and authority. This new moon cycle is in your 10th. It's about crafting your public legacy with precision. Set intentions for your career path, reputation, or public role. What practical project can you initiate that demonstrates your mastery and reliability? Plan your ascent carefully. By the time we get to the full moon eclipse in your 10th, a faded culmination or release occurs in your career or public standing. You are surrendering the need to control how you are perceived or to protect your legacy. A professional chapter ends, asking you to trust a higher plan for your direction. Reflection: what ambition or criticism from authority figure am I ready to release to find a career path guided by soul and service, not just status? Capricorn rising, beliefs, travel, higher mind, publishing. 9th house. Your belief system is ready for refinement. Seed intentions for learning, travel, or expanding your horizons in a concrete way. What doctrine or opinion can you analyze and release? How can you build a more practical philosophy for living? Full moon in your ninth house. A belief system or a long-held perspective culminates and is released. You're surrendering the need for absolute logical certainty and opening to a wisdom based on faith, intuition, and direct experience. Dogmatic view dissolves. Reflection. What rigid belief or judgment about how the world should be must I surrender to embrace a more compassionate, expansive, and faithful worldview? Aquarius rising. Transformation. Shared resources. Debt and intimacy. Eighth house. Bring discernment to deep psychological and financial matters. Seed intentions for healing intimacy, managing joint resources, or releasing old power dynamics. This is about alchemizing the intense into the refined. By the time we get to the full moon, a powerful culmination or release around intimacy, debt, or a psychological transformation occurs. Surrender the need to analyze and control deep shared vulnerabilities. Let go of a critical attitude toward taboo topics or intense emotions, allowing for healing through trust. Reflection. What deep-seated fear around intimacy, loss, or shared power must I compassionately surrender to experience true emotional and spiritual transformation? Pisces rising, partnerships, marriage, open enemies, contracts, the seventh house. This lunation cycle in your seventh house, your focus turns to refining your one-on-one relationships. Seed intentions for the kind of partner you want to be and attract. Applying discernment to contacts and alliances. How can you create relationships built on thoughtful service and mutual improvement? By the time we get to the full moon, a significant partnership, business or personal, reaches a fated moment of truth. You are releasing a critical attitude toward a partner or the need to perfect a relationship. This eclipse is about surrendering control and learning the spiritual lessons of devotion and acceptance with union. Reflection. What critical expectations of my partner or relationships am I ready to release to make space for a more compassionate, accepting, and spiritually connected partnerships? And with that said, I want to thank y'all for joining me. You know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.